Support for Talking Art on WVIK comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 20 years. Information is at qcbt.com. Support also comes from the estate of Margaret Skinner, a longtime friend of WVIK and lover of the arts.
This is Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Don Wolford Metallo, who is the visual arts director for Quad City Arts, about their 41st annual High School Art Invitational. This exhibit is on display through May 3rd at the Quad City Arts Gallery in downtown Rock Island. Welcome, Don.
Thank you.
Yeah. 41 years is an extraordinary length of time for something like this to run. You invite art teachers from every high school in the surrounding six counties on both sides of the river to submit work from their students for this invitational event. So six counties, approximately how many high schools would that be and how many teachers then would that translate to?
Well, it ends up being not everyone chooses to participate. So typically we have 16 or 17 separate high schools. And also not every teacher enters the competition, which they're eligible to do. So it ends up being about 25 teachers who are actually showing their own work, but 17 high schools.
Mm-hmm. And each teacher who does participate, they can nominate up to five students to show their work. So this ends up being a huge exhibit then overall. Approximately how many pieces of art are hanging in their gallery now as part of this high school invitational?
Approximately 200 pieces of art.
200. So yeah, that's a lot. How long did it take to just simply hang everything?
Two full days with help. There were three of us at different times working on hanging it.
You recently held your awards ceremony on April 5th. I went and it was packed. There were over 300 people in attendance and you gave out over 40 awards in total. Some of the awards are scholarship awards. Some others are sponsored by a specific individual or an organization.
Correct. So anybody can give an award that they want, which is kind of a unique experience. In other cases, artists in the community that have a passion for a particular type of art will sponsor an award in that category. So we have Marilyn Davis, who always picks a ceramic piece, Skip Willits, who always picks something sculptural, but also something kind of cutting edge, something that's not just the normal kind of assignment type work. Deborah Dohler Studio chooses something in jewelry and metal because that's her area of expertise. And there are others like that where they're particularly looking for this, the art form that they like the most. Mm-hmm. And then other artists are just, or people that may not be artists, they just want to help. They want to help. They want to make the students feel validated in what they're doing. So they may not even be an expert at art, but they have a passion for it and they'll choose what they like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the theme-based ones I thought were interesting. There was a Most Whimsical Award and a Natural World Award by Ralph Iacarino. And then there were some organization sponsors, too. Living Lands and Waters has a curious award that really fits with their mission.
Right. They love it when anybody does anything with recycled materials or repurposed materials, anything to keep stuff out of the landfill. Mm-hmm. So when people can create art with those types of materials, they want to honor that.
There's a large sculpture at the show by Kurt Miller, who's a senior at Sherrard High School, which must be 5 feet tall. And it's made completely out of metal washers or gaskets that are welded together to create this large form of a running person. It's visually arresting and won the Cutting Edge Award. That was one of my favorites. But art is so subjective, and what one person might gravitate towards and find stimulating and curious just doesn't elicit the same response in another individual. There were many works of art there that were not given awards, but that I really enjoyed. And I'm thinking about a photograph by Emily Jones, who's a junior at North High School in Davenport, called My Eyes, which is a close-up of what the title suggests. Eyes and the bridge of a nose. It's mainly black and white, but there's a little bit of color in the eyes. And I loved that. So it's not just the award winners that are worth going and seeing. All of the work really is special, and the people who didn't win awards, they still submitted really fabulous creations. Some of the work had strong social and political implications. There was a painting by Grace Martin, who's a high school sophomore, entitled Me Too, which is this very emotional depiction of a woman whose eyes are being covered by someone else's hands. And you can just tell that she has something to say, but is being prevented from doing so. I didn't realize that going into this, that it's not just the high school students, but the art teachers can also submit work.
And I think that's really important for two reasons. One, for their own development, to keep on creating artwork, and they have a little competition amongst themselves. And then for their students to see what they're doing, mm-hmm. kind of compare themselves or see what is possible.
Over the years that you've organized this, it's steadily grown. Several years ago, you needed to expand your gallery space, and you actually took out a storage closet and had to make that into another exhibit space.
Right. We don't like to hang works all the way so that you have to actually kind of stoop down to see it. So we try to not, we'll double up some of the works and sometimes triple, but we didn't want to go to where we were floor to ceiling. So I was like, what else can we do to find some space for this work? And we had this, it's a closet, and it had great lighting in there. And I thought, let's just clean it out and turn it into a gallery.
For those people who haven't been to the Rock Island Gallery, this space, I think, is gorgeous. It's nestled right in the middle of the district at 1715 2nd Avenue in Rock Island. And it's really ideal for a gallery because of the large windows. There's a lot of natural light that comes in. And then these tremendously high ceilings. I think they're 12 to 14 feet tall. Right. Something like that. So it's really a beautiful space. And you have rotating art exhibits there throughout the entire year. Besides the large ceilings and the light, there are these wood floors. It was an old department store, something once upon a time. So it's just a really destination. And then you've created this beautiful art alley right outside the gallery as well.
Yeah, we've got sculpture and murals that are done by the Metro Art students, and there'll be some plantings with flowers in the spring, and it looks really nice.
It sure does. The night of the awards ceremony, the students themselves, the artists, seemed like superstars, and it was really fun. It was so high energy, and you could just tell there was so much pride in what they had created. There's also something very emotional about seeing work produced by young adults. You can never underestimate, you should never underestimate the power of youth. And this show is just an example of that.
Right. The quality, the talent, they're just getting more and more sophisticated with the materials that they're using. And, you can just see passion and their ideas coming out. It's really mm-hmm. amazing.
Well, it's always one of my favorite shows to see. So, I would encourage all of you to come by and view the tremendous works on display through May 3rd at the Quad City Arts Gallery by over 100 of our most artistically talented high school students. And the gallery, again, is located at 1715 2nd Avenue in the District of Rock Island. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 5 and on Saturday from 11 to 5. While you're there, don't forget to submit your vote for the People's Choice Award through the show's closing date of May 3rd. So Don Wolford Metallo, thanks so much for talking today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. For WVIK, this has been Carolyn Martin, talking art in the Quad Cities. Our theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.